story. Krisna, kedves bakták! Szeretném köszönteni kegyelme Márvánda Prabhut. Fogadjátok őt szeretettel, Jagannath Puriból jött, és a mai fesztiválon ő fogja tartani az előadást, ami lesz Krisna Katával remélhetőleg. Márvánda Prabhu, ki jai!
So we'd like to ask everybody to come close as much as you can. It's okay, I took a bath last week. Can you translate? We have a song with the Kamala that's going to print out. Can you find me the Kamala? Would you, can you translate for me? Just for a couple of sentences. We'll sing this song about Lord Nityananda, and the first two lines in between. We'll sing one line at a time, and then in between each two, we'll sing the first two lines, everyone all together. See that? We'll sing this song, a dosha dosha in the time. The first two lines we sing together. And then all the other lines are sang one line at a time. And then in between each stanza, each two lines, we'll all together, all at once, sing the first two lines together.
És mindegyik verszak között az első két sort fogjuk együtt énekelni.
Thank you.
Radha Nahi Mohan.
Hare Thank you.
Maharaj ki jai, Shri Radha kun Shama kun Giri Govardhan ki
jai,
Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Jula ki
jai,
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai,
Gaur Premanande Sri Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai,
Gaur Premanande Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Matrasvarupam Rupam Dashagrajam Urupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mohoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashupatita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tanatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpayitum Manujula Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandure Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachi Jachi Adile Kola Kahe Premananda e Mona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Gola Vajra Goranga Ka Goranga Laha Goranga Da Namore Vajra Goranga Da Goranga Laha Goranga Da Namore Jejana Goranga Vajra Shrehoya Mara Pranale Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Lavya Prima Vidana Parama Pumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madhgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pidva Rishi Yustat Priya Janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Brajabalava Pahima Nityananda Mahambande Kani Lambita Moktikam Chaitanya Graja Rupena Pavitri Krita Bhutalam Nityananda Namastubhyam Premananda Pradayane Kolokamasanasaya
Janava Pataye Namaha Vamsha Kopatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're very happy to be here today. It's a very special festive occasion. Again, I'd like to ask everybody, if you're not holding up the wall in a chair or something, please come forward. I took a bath this week. So, today, as we said, is a special festival. And we'd like to share some very confidential things from the heart with you. But first of all, we should say a few words about the nature of our society. What is our purpose of this ISKCON society? Some people, they think that our purpose is to make another church, to make another religion. But Srila Prabhupada, our founder, he said no. The world has enough religions and churches. Prabhupada wrote a letter. He said ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a non-lucrative organization. Whose purpose is to promote the well-being of human society by drawing its attention to God. He said, we are a non-sectarian society. And our members include people from Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, as well as Hindu faiths. The aim of ISKCON is not to found a new religious sect.
Az ISKCON célja nem az, hogy még egy szektát megalapítsunk.
But to invoke the living entity's dormant love of God.
Nem egy vallásos szektát akarunk alapítani, hanem az élőlények alvó Isten szeretetét felébresztünk.
He said members of ISKCON can keep their own respective religious faiths.
Az ISKCON tagjai megtarthatják a saját vallásos hitüket.
What the world needs today is something which is really very primeval. Something very fundamental, which crosses all the borders and all the different faiths and all different sects. Today, we'd like to speak about something very universal. You could call it the subject, the journey of the soul. You could also maybe call it the madness of the saints. Every tradition all over the world has mad saints.
Az egész világon minden tradíciónak vannak ilyen őrült szentjei.
When I was a young boy, my mother took me to see a wonderful movie.
amikor kisfiú voltam, édesanyám elvitt egy nagyon jó filmet megnézni.
It was called Brother Son, Sister Moon. Ez And it was about the life of a mad saint. Saint Francis of Assisi in the Christian tradition. He grew up in a very wealthy home. And he was just drinking and having a good time like young people in wealthy homes often do.
Imolt, és jól éreztem magát, hogy a gazdagságból származó ifjak általában jól érzik magukat.
But one day he saw some poor people. He didn't realize that people could be poor.
De egy nap látott szegény ember, szegény embereket. Addig nem is vette észre, hogy emberek lehetnek szegények is.
And he asked his father, can we help them?
És kérdezte az édesapját, hogy segíthetünk nekik.
His father said, no, no, they're very nasty, low-class people. But Francis felt very sad seeing them like that. His father was a cloth merchant. So one day Francis felt so much compassion and pity for those people, he ran into his father's warehouse and started taking all the expensive cloths and giving them out free to all the poor people.
Egy nap olyan sok együttérzéssel volt ezek felé, a szegények felé, hogy egy nap Ferenc bement az édesapja ruhaüzletébe, és kezdte levenni az összes drága kelmét, és mindent ingyen odaadott a szegényeknek.
His father became so angry.
Az apja nagyon belühödött.
How can you do this?
Ezt hogy teheted?
But father, you told me this was also mine.
De apa, azt mondtad, hogy ez az enyém is.
No, this belongs to me. You have no right to do this.
Nem, erre nincs jogod, ez hozzám tartozik.
And then his son said then, Father, I think it's time for me to go.
És akkor mondta a fia, hogy apa, azt hiszem, hogy ideje, hogy elmenjek.
And Francis took off all of his clothes. He said, these belong to you also. You can keep them. And he walked away from home naked.
És Ferenc levette az összes ruháját, mondta az apjának, hogy azt hiszem, hogy ezek is hozzátartoznak, ezek is a fiai. Levette az összes ruháját, és mesztelenül elindult.
He was a madman.
Őrült volt.
And he went and lived in the forest.
És az erdőben élt.
And he treated the animals as his family.
És az állatokkal a családjaként bánt.
And he spoke this phrase, brother, son, sister, moon.
És a naphüvéről és a holdnővéről beszélt.
So this is the madness of the saints.
Ez a szentek őrülete.
And throughout the history of the world, there have been extraordinary saintly persons who've cried and wanted to go to God.
A világtörténelem során sok különleges személyiség volt, aki sírt és nagyon akart eljönni Istent.
So today we want to tell you a story about one famous saint in our Gaudiya Vaishnav line who was also a madman.
Gaudiya Vaishnava szentről szeretnék elmondani egy történetet, aki szintén egy őrült volt.
He lived about 500 years ago in West Bengal.
Körülbelül 500 évvel ezelőtt élt Nyugat-Bengáliában.
Now I'll sing some verses from a 500-year-old Bengali book.
Egy 500 éves bengáli könyvből fogok énekelni.
And since maybe not all of you know Bengali so well, then you can chant Hare Krishna in response.
És mivel lehet, hogy nem mindenki tud olyan jól
bengáliul, mert ezt a kérdéseket tudom, és megtalálom. Sehi govardhane putra raghunath das Haya kala hoite tino vishaye das.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The name of our saint was Raghunath Das. Say Govardhan Araputra. His father's name was Govardhan. And his father was a fantastically wealthy person. And he was very attached to his son. But his son caused his father a lot of anxiety.
De ez a fiú nagyon sok aggodalmat okozott az apjának.
I know about another true story, a fantastically wealthy man who was a little similar.
Egy másik nagyon gazdag személyről is tudok egy történetet, kicsit hasonló ehhez a történethez.
He came from a very aristocratic family in Egypt.
Egyiptomi arisztokrata családból származott.
And he was one of the main generals in the Egyptian army.
És az egyiptomi hadsereg egyik főtábornoka volt.
Later he went to America.
Később elment Amerikába.
And very intelligent person, he got two PhDs.
És nagyon intelligens személy volt, két doktorit is megszerzett.
One from Yale University and the other from Harvard University.
Az egyik a Yale-ből, a másik a Harvard Egyetemből.
And he started his own business. He was a multimillionaire.
Üzletet kezdett, multimilliómossá vált.
He had a beautiful wife.
Gyönyörű feleség.
And he had one very strong desire.
És volt egy nagyon erős vágya.
I want to have a son who one day will become the president of the United States of America.
Olyan fiút szeretnék, olyan fiat, aki egy napon az Egyesült Államok elnöke lesz.
So when his wife became pregnant, he was very happy.
Amikor a felesége terhesett, nagyon megörült.
But when the baby was born, he saw it was a girl.
Látta, hogy kislánya lett.
So they decided, my daughter, she'll become the first lady president of the United States of America.
Hát semmi gond, de elhatározta, hogy az ő kislánya az Egyesült Államok első női elnöke lesz.
And he loved his little girl.
És imádta a
kislányát. He bought her all expensive toys.
Minden drága játékot.
He sent her to private schools.
Magániskolákba járatta.
He gave her own car.
Autót.
And later when she got a little older, he sent her to the university.
Később elküldte egyetemre, amikor megnőtt.
One day his little girl came home from school.
Egy napon a kislánya hazajött az iskolában.
And she said, Dad, I met these people at school today.
Apa, ma találkoztam ezekkel az emberekkel az egyetemen.
And they gave me this book. Bhagavad Gita as it is. A few days later, she started reading the book. She said, Dad, this is a great book. And a week later, she came to her father. She said, Dad, I want to join the Hare Krishnas. True story. When she told him that, he said, What? I hate you. You're not my daughter anymore.
És amikor a kislánya ezt mondta, akkor az apa elkezdett kiabálni vele. Gyűlöltek, nem adnám többé a lányom.
We have so many difficulties coming to the Lord of our heart.
Nagyon sokunk számára nagyon sok nehézséget okoz, hogy oda juthassunk a szívünkbe.
So our Raghunath Das Goswami, his father was fantastically rich.
Ami Raghunath Das Goswami édesapja, tehát mesésen gazdag volt.
Today, you would say he was like the equivalent of a multi-billionaire.
A mai viszonylatban azt mondhatnád, hogy a multimilliómos.
He had everything.
Mindenemeg volt.
Had a very nice son.
Nagyon jó fia volt.
But he only had one problem.
Csak egy gondja volt.
His son had some strange ideas.
A fiának ilyen érdekes elképzelései volt.
And from his very childhood, his son wasn't interested in making money.
És a gyermekkorától kezdve egyáltalán nem érdekelt a pénzkeresés.
He wasn't interested in any kind of material enjoyment.
Semmiféle anyagi élvezet nem érdekelte.
His parents were very worried.
A szülei nagyon aggódtak.
So his father had a very good idea.
Az apjának nagyon jó ötlete lett.
In those days they had arranged marriages.
Akkoriban elrendezett házasságok járták.
And he got his son Raghunath Das married to someone who was like the first Miss America, Miss Universe.
És olyan valakihez adta a fiát, olyan feleséget talált neki, aki az első Miss Világegyetemnek felel meg.
And one day, his son Raghunath Das, he heard about a great mystic saint personality who'd come to a village nearby.
Egy nap Raghunath Das egy nagy misztikus szentről hallott, aki egy közeli faluba érkezett.
Some people were saying that that saint was actually a manifestation, an incarnation of Krishna himself.
Voltak, akik azt mondták, hogy ez a szent magának, Krishnának a megnyilvánulása.
The name of that saint Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, at the time, he went to see that saint. And just by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das started crying and he had all ecstatic symptoms.
És csak azzal, hogy meglátta Chaitanya Mahaprabhut, Raghunath Das mindenféle esztetikus tünetet tapasztalt és sírni kezdett.
He started crying, he fell down at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Zokogni kezdett és leesett Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lábai elé.
And Mahaprabhu then gave him a great blessing.
Mahaprabhu nagy áldásban részesítette.
He put his feet on the head of that young boy. So Raghunath Das stayed there for some days. And during that time, another saint whose name was Advaita Acharya was bringing him the remnants every day. He was bringing the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das.
Egy másik szent, Advaita Acharya, minden nap odahozta Raghunathnak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu étel-maradékát.
So then, after staying there for a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left that place. Prabhutanre vidai diya gela he laksha Teno gare ashi hoila Teno te mahala he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, now I have to go. And he said goodbye to that young boy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Tenho gari ashi hoila, premite pagala. When he left, something happened to Raghunath Das.
Amikor elment, akkor valami történt Raghunath Dasszal.
He became mad.
Megbolondult.
I want to tell all of you something confidential.
Egy bensőséges titkot szeretnék veletek megosztani.
You should be very careful coming here to this place.
Nagyon vigyázzatok, hogyha ide jártok.
You think nice food, nice kirtan, good friends, nice place, I like.
Ti gondoljátok, hogy
Buddha, be careful. What's your name?
My Laszlo.
Huh?
Laszlo Sibos.
Rasko.
Laszlo.
Yes. Not Rascal. Laszlo.
Perfect.
Laszlo. So Laszlo, you be careful. Yes. If you come here to this place, you may also become a mad person. And then your mother, she'll start crying. My son went to those Hare Krishna people and he became a mad person. What happened to my baby? This is what happens when you come to this Hare Krishna movement. This is what happened to Raghunath Das. This is called the madness of the saints. Bada bada palaya te honi la dunjante Zatanri pandi lake Anipate haite he
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Raghunath Das couldn't stop thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunath Das nem tud.
And again and again, he ran away from home. He wanted to go and join those Hare Krishna people. And again and again, his father would go and find him in some distant place, tie him up with ropes, bring him home.
És újra és újra megtalálta az édesapja valami távoli helyen otthon, megkötözte és odahozta.
Pancha Panka Tanre Rake Rake Gene Kachari Seva Dui Brahma Rake
Rake Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
His father engaged 11 different people to watch him.
Az apja 11 embert fogadott a szolgálatába csak azért, hogy őt figyeljék.
He had 5 armed guards watching him day and night.
5 fegyveres őr nézte éjjel-nappal.
He had 4 personal servants who were always with him washing his clothes and taking care of anything he needed.
4 személyes szolgája volt, akik gondoskodtak róla, mostát, ruháját, mindenről gondoskodtak, amire szükséges.
And he had 2 brahmins who were cooking for him whatever he liked.
És 2 brahmana pedig főzött rá akármit, amit megkívánt.
And in this way they kept Raghunath Das at home and he couldn't go to be with the Lord of his heart.
Így tartották otthon Raghunath Dast, és nem vehetett el, hogy a szíve urával együtt lehessen.
And Raghunath Das was feeling very unhappy. One day he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned and come to Shantipur. So Raghunath Das went to his father. My dear father, please, can I go to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Kedves apuci, elmehetnék meglátogatni Chaitanya Mahaprabhut?
And he told him, he said, if you don't give me permission, then I'll die.
Hogyha nem adod az engedélyedet, akkor meghalok.
So his father agreed and sent many servants and guards with him.
Az apja bele is egyezett, és sok embert küldött, sok szolgát küldött vele.
And for 7 days, Raghunath Das stayed there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur.
És Raghunath Das 7 napon keresztül ott maradt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu-val Shantipur.
While he was there, he was always thinking to himself,
amíg ott volt, mindig azt gondolta,
I'm so unfortunate.
Olyan szerencsétlen vagyok.
How can I get away from this situation?
Hogy kerülhetnék ki ebből a helyzetből?
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him some very important instructions.
És Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nagyon fontos utazásokat.
Sindhu
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
He's told him, be patient, you go and stay at home.
Legyél türelmes, maradj otthon.
Don't be a crazy fellow.
Ne legyél bolond.
By and by you'll be able to become free from material life.
Lassan majd megszabadulsz
az anyagi élettől. Chaka Jogya Vishaya Bunja Anusaka
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare.
Markata Vairagyana, don't be a show bottle. Renunciate.
Ne legyél ilyen hamisan lemondott személy.
People in this world, if you've never noticed, they're very attached to sex life.
Amíg nem vettétek észre, az emberek ezen a világon nagyon ragaszkodnak a nemi élethez.
Did you notice that, Prabhuji?
Ezt nem észrevetted?
Most people think that's the whole purpose of life.
A legtöbben azt gondolják, hogy ez az élet célja.
And so, because they're so attached to that thing, they think that spiritual life means when someone gives that sex life up completely.
És miután ők nagyon ragaszkodnak ehhez, azt gondolják, hogy a lelki élet az azt jelenti, hogy valaki ezt teljesen feladja.
And therefore, when they join, they want to be a brahmachari.
Ezért, amikor csatlakoznak, akkor brahmachari szeretnének.
Or sannyasi.
Sannyasi.
And they think anybody else is not good.
És azt gondolják, hogy bárki más nem jó.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not real renunciation. Sometimes people think that you can judge how advanced someone is by how renounced they are. Oh, he's a vegetarian. Good. Only sleeps a few hours a day.
Oh,
he's celibate, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But Prabhupada said rabbits and monkeys are also vegetarian.
majmok és a nyulak is vegetáriánusok.
And this is a little secret. I don't know how you'll understand this.
Ez egy kicsit titkos dolog, tehát nem tudom, hogy értitek ezt majd meg.
Prabhupada sometimes said that there are some great devotees like Garuda who are not vegetarian.
Hogy azt mondta Prabhupada, hogy vannak olyan nagy bakták, mint például Garuda, akik pedig nem vegetáriánusok.
That's a very unusual thing.
Ez szokatlan dolog.
Because meat eating is a very sinful thing.
Mert a húsevés bűnös.
But the point we learn from the story of Raghunath Das is that renunciation is not something we cultivate by itself.
De amit Raghunath Das történetéről meg kell tanulnunk, az az, hogy a lemondás az nem egy olyan dolog, amit önmagáért és önmagában kultiválunk.
Prabhupada sometimes he told people, anyway, you go on eating meat, you keep drinking wine, but just chant Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada időnként azt mondta bizonyos embereknek, hogy jó, akkor folytasd a húsevés, az ivás, csak énekel a Hare Krishna.
This statement of his is in accordance with the Srimad Bhagavatam.
És Prabhupádnak ez a kijelentése, ez ugyanabban a hangulatban van, mint a Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Gyana Yashivaya Rabhyam Gyan Chayara Vaitika. That the Bhagavatam says, if you simply cultivate bhakti, devotion to Krishna, then renunciation comes automatically.
A Bhagavatamban az áll, hogyha egyszerűen a bhaktira koncentrálsz, a Krishnának szóló odaadásra, akkor a lemondás majd automatikusan fog jönni.
And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, don't be a mad person.
Ezért mondta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Raghunath Dasnak, hogy ne övülj meg.
A mad person is someone who tries to present themselves, who tries to dress up like a renunciate.
A bolond az a személy, aki úgy öltözik, mint hogyha lemondott lenne.
Yeah, don't do that. Cultivate bhakti. Cultivate devotion to the Lord.
Inkább tanulj a bhaktiból, kultiváld az Úrnak szóló odaadást.
And the more you become attached to him, the more detached you'll become from material things.
És minél jobban ragaszkodni fogsz az Úrhoz, annál kevésbé fogsz ragaszkodni az anyagi dolgokhoz.
Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das.
Antare nishtha koro bhaye loka vyavahar Ashila Krishna tomar kori deyutai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna
said, don't make a show. Antare nishtha. On the inside, you be fixed in your spiritual life. And bahye loka vyavahar. On the outside, act like an ordinary sense enjoyer. And if you do that, Achyudat Krishna Tomai, Kori Deudai. Achyudat means very quickly.
Achyudat azt jelenti, hogy nagyon gyorsan.
Very quickly, Krishna will give you mercy.
Krishna nagyon gyorsan a kegyében fog
jönni. You don't have to run away and join the temple.
Nem kell elszöknöd és csatlakozni.
And your mother will cry. You don't have to do that.
Nem kell ezt tenned.
More important, you chant Hare Krishna.
Fontosabb, hogy énekeld a Hare Krishnát.
And internally you develop devotion.
És belül fejlesz ki az
oldalás. Externally you act like you're an ordinary materialistic person.
Kívül belül csinálj úgy, mint hogyha egy átlag materialista ember.
Mahaprabhu told him, he said that you do that for some time and then later on I'll return to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan.
Tégy így egy darabig, és aztán visszajövök később Vrindavanból Jagannath Puriba.
And by that time, something may happen. Se jala se kale Krishna surabe tomare Krishna kripa janne tare Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna
He said, you don't have to run away from home.
Nem kell elszalannod otthonról.
You cultivate devotion to Krishna in your heart.
A szívedben kultiváld az Krishna szóló odaadást.
And Krishna will take care of everything.
És majd Krishna tesz el rendet.
You don't have to make external arrangements.
Neked nem kell kívül megszervezni a dolgokat.
The environment is always friendly.
A környezet mindig baráti.
Whatever situation we're in, it's a friendly situation.
Bármilyen helyzetben is vagyunk, az egy baráti, jó helyzet.
Your parents won't let you go to the temple.
Szüleid nem engedik, hogy a templomba gyere.
Your family doesn't want you to practice spiritual life.
A családod nem akarja, hogy gyakorold a lelki életet.
Very favorable.
Nagyon kedvező.
Because then you won't become just an external show of a devotee.
Mert akkor nem csak egy ilyen felületes, tetető bakta leszel.
But you'll become a devotee in your heart.
Hanem a szívedben lesz az odaadás.
George Harrison, he wanted to take initiation from Srila Prabhupada.
George Harrison szeretett volna avatást elfogadni Srila Prabhupádtól.
Prabhupada told him, no, you stay as you are, and you can do more.
Prabhupada mondta neki, hogy ne tedd ezt, hanem maradj úgy, ahogy vagy, és akkor többet tudsz tenni, elkértünk.
And Prabhupada told them, he said, don't make so many songs about Krishna.
És Prabhupada azt mondta neki, hogy ne írj olyan sok dalt Krishnáról.
If you do that, people won't understand.
Mert az emberek ezt nem értenék.
You give them something little by little they can digest.
Csak apró dózisokban ad ezt nekik, hogy meg tudják emészteni.
This is the nature of a devotee.
Ilyen a bhakta természete.
There's a story that once there was a man who was very sick.
Van egy történet egy emberről, aki egyszer beteg lett.
He was coughing up blood.
Vért köhögött.
So he went to see a doctor.
Elment az orvoshoz.
And the doctor said, "Oh, that's very serious."
És az orvos mondta neki, hogy ez nagyon komoly dolog.
You should take these red pills and you crush them, mix them with some water, and you swallow them.
Fogd ezt a piros bogyót, piros tablettát, és keverd össze egy kis vízzel, és nyeld le.
And the doctor, while he was there, he told the doctor, he said, "I also have this rash. It's very itchy." Thing on my skin and my foot. Can you give me something for that?
Amár ott volt az orvosnál, attól arról is megkérdezte, hogy mit csináljon a viszkető lábával, valami kis bőr problémája volt a lábán.
So the doctor gave him some white pills for that.
Az orvos adott is erre neki valamit, egy kis fehér tablettát.
And he told him, you crush the white pills and mix them with some ghee, some clarified butter, and you smear that on your rash.
Mondta neki, hogy a fehér tablettát azt töld össze, keverd össze hívvel, és tedd rá a bőrkiépítésre.
He told him, you remember, the red pills are for the inside and the white pills are for the outside.
El ne felejtsd, a piros megy belőle, a fehér megy kívülre.
So our friend, yes, red is for the inside, white is for the outside. He was going home and it was a month. Red is for the inside, white is for the outside.
Ment hazafele az ember, és mondogatta magában, amit hazament, hogy igen, a piros befele, a fehér kifele, a piros belülre.
But he actually wasn't such a bright fellow.
Hát nem volt olyan intelligens.
And by the time he got home, he could, yeah, white is for the inside and red is for the outside. That's right.
És mire hazaért, összekeverte a dolgokat. Ja, igen, a fehér megy belőle, és a piros kifele.
Just the opposite.
Éppen fordítva.
So he started taking the white pills and swallowing it when meant for his skin rash.
Azért így aztán a fehér tablettákat, amik a bőrkiürtésre lettek volna, azokat elkezdte lenyelni.
And he started crushing the red pills and rubbing them on his foot.
A pirosokat pedig összenyomta és a bőrkiürtésre tette.
And after a few days, he died. So the story has a purport to it. Red represents renunciation. We should keep our renunciation inside. Don't advertise it to everyone.
Ne hirdessük mindenkinek.
And on the outside, we should wear white. We should look like a normal, materialistic kind of person.
Kívül pedig hordjunk fehéret, de nézzünk ki úgy, mint egy átlagos anyagias ember.
Don't advertise your spiritual life.
Ne hirdessétek a lelki életeteket.
In the Bible, it says,
a Bibliában az áll,
that if you're giving charity to God, your left hand should not know what your right hand is giving.
hogyha adományt adsz Istennek, akkor a jobb kezed ne tudja, amit a bal kezed csinál.
Otherwise you may become a proud person. And start advertising, yes, I am very religious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in one song about this. My dear Lord Hari, what is my situation? Garita Achare, I'm a rascal. I'm a nonsense person. I have no good qualities, no good behavior. I never really associated with sadhus. I just got my photograph taken standing next to Srila Sivaram Maharaj. So then everybody will give me some respect. I made a big picture of it. Loi Sadhuvesh. In the meantime, here I am, an egér. Loi, dressed up like a sadhu. Ani Upadesh, I'm giving all of you instructions. Bhaktivinoda says, E Bodo Mayara Ranga, this is Maya's big joke. We shouldn't advertise ourselves as spiritual personalities. We should hide that. So this is a lesson we learn from the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. So after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was following the Lord's order. And his parents became happy. And now our son is getting some good intelligence. He wants to make money. He stopped trying to go to those crazy Hare Krishna people. And they became a little more relaxed. And they didn't watch him so well. And then one night, when no one was there, Raghunath Das Goswami, he ran away again. And when his father found out, he told his wife, oh God, he did it again. He took some fast horses and some men, and he went out and found his son, tied him up with some ropes, put him on the horse and brought him back. It started happening almost every day. Raghunath Das would try to get away every day, run away, and his father again and again would capture him and bring him back. Utra Batula Hila Hoy Rapa Bandia Rapita Kore Tare. Raghunath Das's mother went to speak to his father. My dear husband, our son went to those Hare Krishna people and he became mad. He's always trying to run away. She said, we should lock him up. Tie him up with ropes. They used to do this. In America, I had some friends who, when they joined the Hare Krishna movement in the 60s and 70s, their parents hired someone to capture them.
van aki, van egy barátom Amerikában a 60-as, 70-es években, amikor béreltek valami szemét, hogy
ugye. And they tied them up with ropes and they brought them to some place in some cabin in the middle of the forest.
Megkötözték és az erdő közepén egy ilyen kis fa kurmóba vitték.
And they tried to force them to eat meat.
És próbálták rákényszeríteni, hogy húst
egyen. Alcohol and different things. And they told them all terrible things about Krishna consciousness. I have a friend that happened to. And he started acting like, yeah, actually you're right, I, those Hare Krishna people, I don't like them. So they became a little relaxed with him. And they didn't tie him up one day.
Egy nap nem kötötték meg.
And then suddenly, one day he jumped up and ran and jumped out the window of a two-story building.
Egy nap egy két emeletes ház második emeletéről kiugrott.
He landed on the ground and he ran away.
Földet ért és elszaladt.
Because people couldn't understand.
Mert az emberek nem értették.
What are these Hare Krishna people doing? What happened to my son? What happened to my daughter? I wanted her to be the next president of the United States of America. And she spoiled everything. She went to those Hare Krishna people. Now she doesn't want to study in the university. She doesn't want to make money. How will my child have a good material life?
Hogy lesz a gyerekemnek jó anyagi élete?
This is the madness of the saints.
Ez a szentek őrülete.
And when the soul is crying like this, you can't stop such a person.
És hogyha az ember lelke sír, akkor nem lehet megállítani.
But from the story of Raghunath Das Goswami, we learn that it's not something artificial.
De Raghunath Das Goswami életéből meg kell tanulnunk, hogy ez nem valami mesterséges dolog.
Govardhan Mulak, the father of Raghunath Das Goswami, shook his head and told his wife, it's not possible. He said, we've given our son opulence like Indra, the king of heaven. His wife is more beautiful than Miss Universe. And if those things don't keep him at home, how will tying him up keep him at home? His father told his mother, the real problem is this. Chaitanya Chandra Kripa Hane Chayan Hare Chaitanya Chandra Bhatu Kera Kutu Hare said he got the mercy of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can keep at home someone who's a madman of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is not religion. St. Francis of Assisi, he wasn't following religion. They say that once he went to see the Pope. The Pope requested, I want to see this Francis. And Francis came in, bowed down, kissed the foot of the Pope. And the Pope had this big hat on and his dress and everything. And there were so many bishops and cardinals standing there waiting on the Pope. And then the Pope told them, you can all leave. I want to speak to this young man by myself. All those people left.
az érseket, főpapok mind kimentek.
The Pope looked both ways to make sure no one was there.
A pápa körbenézett, hogy meggyőződjön arról, hogy senki nincs ott tényleg.
He took off his hat, he took off his robes.
Levette a pápai süveget és a ruháit.
And he went and fell at the feet of Francis of Assisi.
És Assisi Ferenc lába elé esett.
He said, "You're the real saint."
Lebohult előtte és mondta, hogy te vagy az igazi szent.
It's saints like you who keep our religion alive.
Az olyan szentek, mint te, ők tartják életben a mi vallásunkat.
Not big religious administration and buildings and money.
Nem a vallásos adminisztráció, az épületek és a pénz.
We need saints in this world.
Szentekre van szükségünk ebben a világban.
But saints are not exactly the same as religious people.
De a szentek nem pontosan ugyanazok, mint a vallásos emberek.
There are many people who use religion to get money.
Sok olyan ember van, aki a vallás arra használja, hogy pénzt keresse.
And to make a show and get some followers.
Hogy tetető legyen és követőknek legyen szert.
But saints, they're madmen.
De a szentek bolondok.
Because they don't care about money.
Mert egyáltalán nem érdekli őket a pénz.
They don't care if they have a big position or not.
Nem érdekli őket, hogy nagy, magas pozíciójuk van-e.
They're in Bengali, they're called prem pagal. They're mad with divine love.
Bengáliul prem pagalnak nevezik őket, vagyis olyanoknak, akiket megőrítenek az isteni szeretet.
So the father of Rabindranath Das Goswami, he told his wife, "What can we do? Our son, he's become a madman." Yeah, after those Hare Krishna people.
Govardhana mondta a feleségének, hogy mit lehetne tenni, ami fiú teljesen megbolondult, miután találkozott ezekkel.
Who can keep such a mad person at home?
Ki tarthatna otthon? Ki tudná otthon tartani?
The next day, Raghunath Das Goswami got a message from someone.
Másnap Raghunath Das kapott egy üzenetet valakitől.
The message was that there was another great saint whose name was Nityananda, and that saint was just in a nearby village.
Az volt az üzenet, hogy egy másik nagy szent, Nityananda, itt tartózkodik a közelben, itt van egy közeli faluban.
The name of that village is Panihati.
Ennek a falunak a neve Panihati.
And Raghunath Das Goswami, he went there to see that saint.
És Raghunath Das elment, hogy találkozzon ezzel a szenttel.
According to the scholars and exalted devotees in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, that saint, Lord Nityananda, is actually a manifestation, incarnation of Lord Balaram.
A tudósok és a Gaudiya Vaishnavák és az emelkedett Gaudiya Vaishnavák szentek szerint ez az Úr Nityananda, ez Balarámnak a megnyilvánulása.
Balaram is another manifestation of Krishna.
Balarám pedig Krishna egy másik megnyilvánulása.
Sometimes people think about God as some old guy with a long beard sitting on top of a cloud watching all of us.
Néha emberek úgy gondolnak Istenre, hogy ilyen idős ember, aki a felhőkből lógatja a lábát és minket figyel.
When I was a little boy and I used to see pictures like that, I felt sorry for him.
Amikor én kisfiú voltam és ilyen képeket láttam, akkor mindig megsajnáltam.
I thought, being God looks really boring. So, Gaudiya Vaishnavism teaches that being God is not boring at all. But He is the reservoir of all ecstasy, all happiness. And He has friends, He has associates and parents.
Vannak barátai, vannak társai, vannak szüleim.
He expands himself as his own brother, so he has an older brother.
És kiterjeszti magát, mint a saját fivére, hogy legyen egy idősebb, egy bátyja.
And Shastra says, Balaram Heno Nitai. That Balaram, that older brother of Krishna, came as Lord Nityananda.
És az írásokban az áll, hogy ez a Balaram, aki Krishna bátyja, úgy érkezett erre a földre, mint Nityananda.
So Raghunath Das Goswami went there to Panihati.
Raghunath Das Goswami elment tehát ide Panihatiba.
There was a huge banyan tree there.
És ott volt egy nagy banyan.
Just on the bank of the Ganga.
Közvetlenül a Ganges folyóban.
That banyan tree is still there today.
Ez a hatalmas banyan fa ma is ott van.
That tree, I don't know, it could be 1,000 years old.
Nem tudom pontosan, de lehet, hogy 1000 éves.
A few years ago, Krishna Kona and I, we went to that tree. Actually, several times we've been there.
Egy pár szor
And when Raghunath Das arrived there, he saw Lord Nityananda was sitting under that tree, surrounded by many, many devotees.
Amikor Raghunath Das megérkezett, akkor látta, hogy az Úr Nityananda ott ül a banyan falla, és az összes társa nagyon sok bakka körbe veszi.
Lord Nityananda looked as effulgent as 10,000 suns.
Az Úr Nityananda olyan ragyogónak tűnt, mint 10 millió nap.
What did Raghunath Das do?
Mit tett Raghunath Das?
I'll tell you what he didn't do.
Elmondom, hogy mit nem tett.
He didn't go running up to him and say, "Hey, you know who I am? I'm a great devotee." Yes.
Nem ment oda hozzá és mondta neki, hogy tudod ki vagyok? Nagy bakta vagyok.
He thought, "I'm a very sinful person."
Azt gondoltam, hogy bűnös személy vagyok.
I'm very fallen.
Nagyon elesett.
I can't go close to him.
Nem mehetek közel hozzá.
So from a long distance away, he offered obeisances on the ground.
A távolból hódolatát ajánlotta a földön.
One of the associates of Lord Nityananda was there, maybe Udarana Datta, who was a very close associate of him. He pushed Lord Nityananda and said, "Hey, you see over there? That's Raghunath Das offering obeisances to you."
Az Úr Nityananda az egyik közeli társa, lehet, hogy Udarana Datta, aki nagyon közel állt hozzá, itt oldalon rögte az Úr Nityanandát, és mutatta neki, hogy látod, ki az ott a Raghunath Das.
Nityananda Guru said, "Acha? Huh?" Called out for him. Shri Prabhu kohe chora dila darasha aya aya aji chora When Lord Nityananda heard that, he yelled at Raghunath Das.
Amikor az Úr Nityananda ezt meghallotta, akkor rákiáltott Raghunath Dasra.
Hey! Chor! Thief! Huh?
Tolvaj!
Come here right now!
Gyere ide most azonnal!
What kind of thief are you?
Miféle tolvaj?
Come here! I'm going to punish you!
Gyere ide, megbüntetlek!
And Lord Nityananda caught a hold of his hair and pushed his head down on the ground.
Az Úr Nityananda megragadta a hajánál fogva, és lenyomta a fejét a földre.
And he put his feet on the head of Raghunath Das.
És rátette a lábát Raghunath Das fejére.
And Raghunath Das began to cry and cry in ecstatic love.
Raghunath Das pedig az extatikus szeretettől sírni és sírni kezdett.
Those Hare Krishna people, they're crazy.
Kisvások
őrültek. And Nityananda told him, "You're like a thief!" Huh? You come here and from a distance you offer obeisances to me. But now I caught you. You were trying to be very secret. You were trying to act like you're not a devotee. I know you. Lord Nityananda is also a madman. And he behaves a little strange sometimes. He said, "Now I've captured you and I'm going to punish you. I have a very heavy punishment for you." Punishment you have to get, you thief, very heavy punishment.
A büntetés, amit megkapsz.
You make a festival and you feed all of my associates, all my devotees.
Te tolvaj, te rendez egy nagy ünnepet, és meg kell etetni az összes társamat.
Shuni, anandita hoyla Raghunath amana. When Raghunath Das heard that, he became very happy.
Amikor Raghunath Das ezt meghallotta, akkor nagyon megörült.
What kind of punishment is that?
Ez miféle büntetés?
It's actually a great blessing.
Nagy áldás igazából.
Because he wanted Raghunath Das to get the chance to get the mercy of all the devotees of Lord Nityananda.
Mert azt akarta, hogy Raghunath Das megkapja azt az esélyt, hogy minden az Úr Nityananda minden baktáját megkapja a kegyét.
So Raghunath Das, son of a multi-billionaire, he sent some of his associates, you go to the next village.
A Raghunath Das, aki egy multi-billionos fia, átküldte az embereit a szomszéd faluban.
Buy all the chipped rice, all the yogurt, all the milk.
Vásároljátok fel az összes töltést, tejet.
All the sweets, all the sugar.
Minden édességet, minden cukrot.
Buy all the bananas, everything they have in the village.
Összes banánt, mindent vegyetek meg, ami ott van a faluban.
Today we're having a festival for Lord Nityananda.
Ma megünnepeljük az Úr Nityanandát.
And this is a festival we're observing here today.
És ezt az ünnepet tartjuk meg ma itt.
This is a festival of the heart.
Ez a szív ünnepe.
This is a festival of the journey of the soul.
Ez a lélek útjának ünnepe.
A festival of coming to the Lord.
Azt ünnepeljük, hogy az Úrhoz jövünk.
This is a festival which is all about the madness of the saints.
Ez egy olyan ünnep, amely a szentek őrületéről szól.
So, I don't know, they sent some notice on the internet everywhere, and thousands of people heard about the festival. Everybody started coming.
Nem tudom, honnan lehet, hogy felvették az internetre, de sok ezer ember hallott az ünnepről, és elkezdtek jönni több ezen.
Raghunath Das, he saw, oh, we don't have enough food. Go to some other villages and buy everything they have there.
Raghunath Das látta, hogy nincs elég étel. Ezért az embereit tovább küldte a következő faluba, hogy ott is várnak vásárolni.
And then he bought hundreds and hundreds of round clay pots.
És ilyen kis kerek agyagedényeket, sok szálas.
Then he got seven very big clay pots.
És két hatalmas agyagkorsót.
And all those clay pots, he mixed condensed milk and flat rice.
És ezekben összekeverte a sűrített tejet, a tejet, a rizsen.
Those big pots were for Lord Nityananda.
És ezek a ez a hét nagy edény, ez az Úr Nityanandának volt.
And the festival started.
És elkezdődött az ünnep.
And Lord Nityananda was sitting under that tree, it's still there today.
Az Úr Nityananda pedig ott ült ez alatt a fa alatt, amely még mindig ott van ma is.
He was like the moon surrounded by many stars.
Olyan volt, mint a hold, akit sok csillag vesz körül.
And many great devotees were sitting around him.
És sok nagy bakta volt körülötte.
Udarnadat Thakur, Goridas Pandit, Abhiram Thakur, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, many, many devotees.
Sok bakta.
Everybody there at the festival were given two clay pots.
Az ünnep során mindenki két agyagedény kapott.
One pot had chipped rice with yogurt.
Az egyik agyagedényben.
And another pot had chipped rice and condensed milk. No one could count how many devotees came there. Some people say that some of the demigods were coming from the heavenly planets. Did you hear? Feast at the Hare Krishna temple. Lord Nityananda is there. Everyone wanted to come. There were so many people, not everyone could fit there on the bank of the river. Some people, they took their two clay pots and they walked out into the middle of the Ganga and they were eating while they were standing in the Ganga.
Vitték a két kis agyagedényüket, és beálltak a Ganges közepébe, és ott tettek.
Nearby, in Panihati, there's another house with a great devotee.
Panihati közelében egy ház, egy nagy bhakta háza van ott.
His name was Raghava Pandit.
Raghava Panditnak hívták.
Raghava Pandit, he also liked to cook for the Lord very much.
Raghava Pandit is nagyon szeretett főzni az Úrnak.
So suddenly Raghava Pandit showed up with a huge amount of prasadam. And he saw that Lord Nityananda had these giant pots in front of him and he was eating with his friends. Raghava Pandit said, what's going on? I didn't know there was a festival today. I have all this deity prasadam. What am I supposed to do with it?
Itt van ez a
Bodhidananda said, anyway, I'll take that later on tonight. He said, Raghava, what can I do? I'm a Gwala. I'm a coward boy. I belong to a coward community, and we like to sit and take lunch with our friends on the bank of the river. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he started meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu suddenly came to that place. But nobody could see him.
De senki nem látta őt.
Only a few persons could see.
Csak egy páran látták.
And Lord Nityananda started walking around, and he would forcibly put his hand in everyone's pot and take some prasadam out, and then he would stick it in the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and make him eat it.
Az Úr Nityananda elkezdett körbejárni, és mindenkinek az agyagerényébe, erőnek erejével beletette a kezét, kivett belőle valamennyi rizs, és etette Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Shodhana Shingaprabhu probably wouldn't be very happy if we did that to you. We took some of your remnants and put them in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth. But it was okay there. Because they're all cowherd boys. And that's the way cowherd boys behave. All these devotees are actually eternal associates of Krishna from the spiritual world. When Lord Nityananda did that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he laughed and he took some prasad and he pushed it in the mouth of Lord Nityananda. So other than a few very fortunate people, no one could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there.
Egy pár nagyon szerencsés személyen kívül senki nem látta, hogy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ott van.
So we're going to have this festival here today.
Most itt is lesz ez a fesztiválnak.
And we'll all have lots of sweets and lots of chipped rice and yogurt.
És mindenki ehet sok tört kis és jogurtot.
At least that's the rumor that I heard. I don't
know. Vagyis ezt hallottam, nem tudom, hogy van-e.
But there's another very important part of the festival.
De van egy másik nagyon fontos része a fesztiválnak.
Maybe it's the most important part.
És lehet, hogy ez az ünnep legfontosabb része.
Lord Nityananda looked around and saw everyone eating the sweets and bananas and chipped rice and yogurt.
Az Úr Nityananda körbenézett, és látta, hogy mindenki eszi a törtlist, a banánt, a joghurtot.
And Lord Nityananda gave an order to everyone.
És akkor az Úr Nityananda ezt elmondta.
Bhakya Dila Hari Bholi Bhora Hova Jan Hari Hari Bhani Bhuti Bhori Lohu Bhani. Hari Boli, Kolaho Bojan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu told everyone, you take prasad. Kunti Bojana, you take prasad all the way up to here. Why? You stop right there? Prabhuji's going to wonder, why do we have to stop there? Because you leave a little room for chanting. And he said, Hari Hari Dvani Uti. Everyone, while you're taking prasad, you chant, Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Very important part of the festival. And while all the devotees were taking prasadam and they were chanting, Hari Hari! Everybody remembered the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram and Vrindavan. All the storekeepers, the shopkeepers, they heard, hey, big festival, we can sell lots of sweets. They came with all their items.
A közeli üzletekből mindenki jött, hallották, hogy nagy ünnep van, és lelkesen jöttek, hogy ők is eladják az összes hozzá, összes terméket az üzemben.
Whatever they had, Raghunath Das Goswami bought all of it.
Bármelyik volt, Raghunath Das Goswami mindent megvett.
And then he told them, now you sit down and you take prasad. And he gave them the same food that he purchased from them. So finally, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he finished taking prasad, he washed his hands and mouth. And he brought four big pots of prasad to Raghunath Das.
És négy nagy agyagedényt hozott Raghunath Dasnak.
So here, you take this.
Most ezt te fogadd el.
And Raghunath Das distributed it amongst his friends.
És Raghunath Das ezt kiosztotta a barátai közül.
And then Lord Nityananda, he said, I ate a lot, I'm tired.
Utána az Úr Nityananda mondta, hogy hát sokat ettem, fáradt vagyok.
So he went to the house of Raghava Pandit and he went to sleep. And then a few hours later when he woke up, what did they do? He brought all of his friends together and they started a big kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So Raghunath Das, he stayed for some more days at his home. And one day Krishna gave him some intelligence. He had a priest whose name was Yadunandan Das. It was his Diksha Guru. And he told Yadunandan Das, I have to go do something. Can you please take care of the worship in the temple today?
És mondta a Yadunandan Dasnak, hogy el kell mennem, csinálnom kell valamit, tudnám-e gondoskodni az imádatról a templomban?
And Raghunath Das ran away.
És Raghunath Das elment.
But this time, he didn't go on the roads.
De ez alkalommal nem az úton ment.
He went through the jungle where there was no path.
Az erdőn keresztül ment, ahol nincs út.
And you can't imagine what the jungle is like in West Bengal. It means very, very thick foliage.
Nem tudjátok elképzelni, hogy a nyugat-bengáliai dzsungel az milyen volt akkor. Nagyon-nagyon sűrű növényzet.
And he came to Jagannath Puri.
Ezen látta át magát, és eljutott Jagannath Puriba.
And he joined with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
És találkozott Chaitanya Mahaprabhuban.
Because he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was able to escape his home.
Miután megkapta Nityananda Prabhu kegyét, képes volt elszökni otthonról.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he represents the original guru. If we want to come to Krishna, we have to take shelter of guru. But how do we find guru? Not just by running away from home and coming to the temple. We find guru, we find Krishna by crying in our heart. This is the journey of the soul. It's described in the book Prema Vivarta by Jagannanda Pandit. Kaburaja 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 Sudra Kabu Duki Kabu Suki Kabu Kita Sudra Hey
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Kabu Swaga Kabu Mati Nara Keva Kabu Kabu Deva Kabu Daitya Kabu Yasa Kabu Hey
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
the journey of the soul.
Ez a lélek útja.
And we've all had so many births in this material world. Kaburaja. Sometimes in some births you were the king. Maybe in one birth you were ruling the palace here in Eger. And Kabupraja. In another birth you were just a serf. You were a citizen. Kabuviprasuta. Sometimes you were a Brahmin priest. Sometimes you were a low caste person.
Az egyik születésben egy brámana voltál, a másikban egy alacsony rendű.
Kabuduki, kabusuki, sometimes you were sad, sometimes you were happy.
Néha boldog voltál, néha boldogtalan.
Kabukita kshudra. Sometimes you took birth in this material world as a worm and stool.
Néha pedig az ürülékben lévő félekként születtél meg ebben a világban.
Kabuswage, kabumarti, sometimes you took birth in the heavenly planets. Kabumarti is sometimes in this earth planet. Not a cave, a Kabu. Sometimes you went to hell. Kabudeva, sometimes you were a demigod. Kabudaitya, sometimes in the journey of our life we were a demon. Kabu, Dasa Prabhu. Sometimes we were servants, sometimes we were masters. E rupe samsara bhamite kono jana sadhu sange nija tattva avagata.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this way, we were on eternal vacation. Like some kind of science fiction horror movie, the vacation never ends. And we're wandering around trying to enjoy in this place and in that place, from one universe, from one body to the next.
És vándorlunk egyik univerzumból a másikba, egyik templomból a másikba, és próbálunk boldogok lenni.
And then one day, some good fortune arises.
És egy nap elvihal a jó szerencsénk.
And you meet someone on the street.
És találkoztok valakivel az utcán.
And they give you a book.
És adnak egy könyvet.
Hey, this book teaches you about who you really are.
Ez a könyv megtanít arra, hogy valójában ki vagy.
You're not meant to be the next president of the United States. You have something much, much more wonderful to identify
with.
Johnny, when you understand I'm not this body, I belong to God, then everything changes. And St. Francis of Assisi walked away from his house naked. Then we understand, what am I doing here?
Akkor megértjük, hogy mit csinálok itt.
It's all a costume contest.
Csak egy jelmezbál.
We're all dressing up in different costumes.
Csak mindenféle jelmezt veszünk magunkra.
And pretending.
És úgy csinálunk, mint
I'm a boy, I'm a girl.
Fiú vagy lányok lennénk.
In this life I'm from Hungary.
Ebben az életben magyar.
My next life I'm born in Russia.
Következőben orosz.
It's a game.
Egy játék.
We don't really know who we are.
És nem tudjuk igazából, kik
vagyunk. It doesn't stop.
És ott sincs vége.
Until finally we meet some devotee.
Még végre találkozunk egy baktával.
And he tells us, you're not that body, you're a spirit soul.
És ő azt mondja nekünk, nem ez a test vagy, hanem egy szellemi élet.
Sangsarana chai, kinuva, bajinumaya, kori hoi hoi. And then we begin to cry. What have I done with my life? Why have I been serving this illusion, this dream for so long? You become a madman.
És amikor ez történik, akkor megbolondulsz.
You start crying.
Sírni kezdtek.
Oh, hey, Krishna, kinde boli, oh, hey, Krishna, Amitabha Das. We start crying for Krishna.
Sírni kezdünk Krishna után.
And your mother becomes very worried.
És akkor lesz nagyon aggódva az anyukád.
What happened to my boy? He went to the Hare Krishna restaurant. Now he's just crying all the time. It's a madness of the saints. You become a mad person. And all your friends don't care for you anymore. And maybe even your own parents don't understand anymore. You don't want this material world. You don't care if you're the President of the United States. You don't care if you become a rich person. Kinde boli, oh hey Krishna, Amitabha Das. You start crying, oh Krishna, I am your servant. Tomara Charanachari, giving up your lotus feet. Paila Sarvanas, I lost everything. This is a real beginning of spiritual life. Spiritual life doesn't begin just when you start giving money at the temple. You become a life member. Or a congregation member. Or you dress up in a costume. Prabhuji's wearing a costume today. It's not just a costume. I joined the Hare Krishna movement, right, tried to join, in Los Angeles, California. Our temple had a big gift shop. And every year, we sold a lot of dhotis and saris. A few days before Halloween. They sold so many dhotis and saris. And every year, I think it's still a tradition in the LA temple, all the devotees would go for Harinam on Hollywood Boulevard.
It's
quite a scene, you can't imagine. They block off all the streets, and there's all these crazy people out there. And amongst that, there's a few hundred, we say we have a lot of devotees, Hare Krishna is doing kirtan. And almost every year, when we were out there doing our kirtan, we meet some of those people who bought the dhotis in our gift shop. They were completely drunk. And when they saw the devotees doing kirtan, what do you think they did? They gave their friend the camera and said, hey, yeah, that's me with the Hare Krishnas, yeah. So it's not just a costume contest. It's not that Krishna is going to, oh look, he put on a dhoti. Oh, that's so important. This is not impressed by what costume you wear. Krishna wants to see our hearts. We dress like this, it's helpful for spiritual life. Sometimes when we used to give lectures in universities in America, the students would always ask us, why do you guys dress like that?
Amikor Amerikában az egyetemeken tartottam előadást, akkor a diákok mindig kérdezték, hogy miért öltöztök
ki. And usually it seemed to be girls who asked that question. They were more absorbed in dress, I think.
Általában a lányok kérdezték ezt, hogy jobban el vannak merülve az öltözködés művészetében.
And we would tell them, because the way you dress affects your consciousness.
És mondtuk nekik, hogy azért, mert ahogy öltözöl, az hatással van.
You do an experiment. You put on some solid leather pants and a biker leather jacket and walk around and see how you feel. And then put on a bikini and go to the beach and see how you feel. And then put on a sari and see how you feel. It has a vast difference in the consciousness.
Well,
we wear these clothes for that reason.
Ezért fogjuk ezeket a ruhákat.
But it's not meant to be a uniform.
De nem egyenruha.
We don't really care how you dress.
Valójában nem érdekel minket.
Krishna is not impressed by your costume. And in the early days, Srila Prabhupada told the devotees they shouldn't wear dhotis and kurtas. He said you should wear suits and ties.
Srila Prabhupada a mozgalom kezdetén nem mondta a baktáknak, hogy dótit hordjanak, hanem azt mondta nekik, hogy öltönyt hordjanak nyakkendővel.
Last year when we were here, we went to the park for doing some kirtan.
Tavaly elmentünk a parkba, amikor itt voltunk és bajanoztunk.
And some of the devotees, they came to me just before we went and they said, can I go also?
Bakták jöttek oda, mielőtt kimentünk, és kérdezték, hogy én is mehet.
I said, igen, everyone is welcome.
Mondtam, hogy igen, mindenki
jöhet, persze. I said, yeah, but do I have to wear a dhoti and kurta or sari?
De muszáj dhotiban vagy sariban mennem.
I said, no, that's just fine. You dress in Western clothes.
Nem, gyertek nyugati ruhában, ahogy vagytok.
And we went to the park and we sat down.
Elmentük a parkba, leültünk.
And it was so good that so many devotees were there in Western clothes.
És nagyon jó volt, hogy egy csomó bakta volt, aki nyugati ruhában volt.
They were like secret agents. Other people would come walking by and say, wow, this is far out, look at that. And then they would, this is a little weird to see how these people are dressed in these saris and dhotis and things. But then they saw some of our secret agents. Oh yeah, there's a normal person like me, and they're so, I can do that too. They're not all weird, crazy people, huh? They're not all a bunch of mad saints. Because people don't understand the madness of the saints. So we need some secret agents. Krishna doesn't see the way we're dressed. Krishna sees something else. There's a verse we quoted a few days ago. Maybe I quoted this verse last year when we were here too. I like this verse. It's spoken by Krishna to Arjuna in the Adi Purana. Gatvacha mama namani vudandi mama sanido tesha maham parikrito nanya krito janayadanaha. He says, Arjuna, these people, they don't own me.
Arjuna, ezek az emberek nem birtokolnak engem.
He said, the Christian church, they don't own me.
A keresztény egyház nem birtokol engem.
I hope I won't offend anyone saying that.
Remélem, hogy ezzel nem sötetek senki.
He says, the Muslims, they don't own me.
A muzulmánok sem tartanak.
The Jews, they don't own me.
A zsidók sem.
The Hindus, they don't own me.
A hindúk sem.
Now I'm going to get in trouble.
És tudom, most bajba leszek.
He said, The Hare Krishnas also don't own me. He says, but Gatpacha Mamanamani Udanti Mami Samido. I belong to anyone, it doesn't matter what costume they have on, I belong to anyone who chants my names and cries for me. This is the festival we're observing today. This is a festival of the journey of the soul. It's a festival of becoming freed from material life and coming to Krishna. And there's a great lesson in this festival. We learn it's not required to shave your head and put on some sheet and dress in a strange way and make your mother cry.
Azt tanuljuk, hogy nincs arra szükség, hogy levontál a fejedet, letedőbe öltöz, és az anyukádat sírva fakaszt.
You don't have to be a mad saint.
Nem kell őrült szentnek szenté válnod.
Externally.
Kívül.
You cultivate your madness inside.
Az őrültséget belül kultiváljuk.
And externally you act like a normal person.
És kívül csináljuk, mint egy normális ember lennél.
And it's a very wonderful thing that happens. You don't have to make arrangements to give up material life and come to Krishna. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. You don't have to make those arrangements. You just chant Hare Krishna, cry. And Krishna will make arrangements. It'll happen automatically. And nothing in the whole world can stop it. There's no country, no army. None of them can stop it. Not the CIA or the FBI or the KGB. No one can stop it. Not your parents or your children or your wife. No one can stop
it.
For someone who's crying and chanting Krishna's names. My Guru Maharaj said that at that time the Hridini Shakti enters into your heart. And he sends you Krishna, sends you Guru. They're for Vrindavan Das Thakur, his sons. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhamma. Bhakti A, Krishna Nama, Smarana Pranidhamma. Hey!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana. Bhakti is the greatest wealth.
A bhakti a legnagyobb gazdagság.
Francis of Assisi could understand that.
Assisi Szent Ferenc ezt értette.
He didn't give a damn about his father's money.
Abszolút nem érdekelt az apja pénze.
He walked away from his home naked.
És mezítelenül sétált ki az otthonából.
Father, you're actually a very poor person.
Apa, te igazából nagyon szegény ember vagy.
Real wealth is devotion to God.
A valódi gazdagság az Isten felé lévő odaadás.
Okay, okay. So then what is that devotion?
Jó, jó. Akkor mi ez az odaadás?
Bhakti A, Krishna Nama. Bhakti is Krishna's name.
A bhakti Krishna neve.
And smarana, krandana. Chanting Krishna's name. Crying and remembering Krishna.
Énekelni Krishna nevét.
This is our movement.
Ez a mozgalom.
My Guru Maharaj used to say, when you walk down the street, you see so many big signs.
A Guru Maharaj azt szokta mondani, amikor végigmész az utcán, akkor annyi nagy feliratot látsz.
With a picture of a half-naked woman, come, drink, dance, and dine.
Félmeztelen nőkkel a plakáton, gyertek be hozzánk, ihatok és egyetek.
So this is also the purpose of our movement.
Ez a mi mozgalmunk célja is.
And we should make a sign up front.
Mi is feltehetünk egy táblát.
Come, drink, dance and dine.
Gyertek. Igyatok, egyetek és táncoljatok.
And what are we going to drink?
És mit fogunk inni?
We have some very heavy liquor.
Nagyon kemény szesz.
The secret. What is that liquor?
Yes.
It's the Hare Krishna mantra.
The Hare Krishna.
There's in Orissa the Hare Krishna mantra is very popular.
Orissában a Hare Krishna mantra nagyon népszerű.
Every wedding, even the smarta brahmins, before they have a wedding, they initiate the bride into the Hare Krishna mantra.
Minden esküvőn, még az ilyen smarta brahmana esküvőkön is.
Every village in Orissa practically has a kirtan group. They chant Hare Krishna.
Orissában gyakorlatilag minden egyes faluban van egy ilyen zenekar, kirtan.
And they have a song about the Hare Krishna mantra.
És van ez a daluk a Hare Krishna mantrából.
I don't know. Maybe we taught some of you this song
before. Aztán megtanítottuk nektek, hallgatóknak.
If not, you can learn it from me today.
Nem,
we'll just repeat one word at a time. You repeat after me. Very easy song. Rama.
Rama.
You're almost there. Rama.
Rama.
Nama.
Rama.
Nama.
Nama.
Rama. Nama.
Rama. Nama.
Ladua.
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 It's a ladu. Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna.
Krishna.
That's easy.
That's anyone.
Nama.
Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Ghee.
Ghee.
Krishna Nama Ghee.
Krishna Nama Ghee.
Rama Nama Ladua. Krishna Nama Ghee.
Rama Nama Ladua. Krishna Nama Ghee.
Hari,
Hari,
Nama,
Nama,
Hari Nama,
Hari Nama,
Kanda,
Kanda,
Kira,
Kira,
Kanda, Kira,
Kanda, Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Hari Nama, Kanda, Kira,
Gori, Gori,
Gori, Gori,
Pi.
Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira 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 Gori Gori Pi.
You all learn very fast. It has a very nice meaning. The name of Lord Ram is like a very nice ladu, very nice sweet. The name of Krishna is like ghee, fragrant butter. The name of Lord Hari is like very, very nice sweet rice. So Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee, Hari Nama Kanda Kira. You take the Rama Nama Ladua, you mix it with the Krishna Nama Ghee, you add the Hari Nama Kanda Kira sweet rice, and gori gori, you mix it all together, and pee, you drink it, and you become a mad saint. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee, Bolo!
Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee,
Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
festival today. It's called the Chipped Rice and Yogurt Festival. But I prefer to think of it as a festival, the journey of the soul. In the festival, the madness of the saints. The world needs more mad saints. So I hope all of you become mad saints. In a genuine way, not in an external, artificial way. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to take sannyas. You stay where you are. And chant this mantra. And everything will happen out of that.
És minden fog automatikusan történni.
This is a lesson from this festival.
Ez ennek az ünnepnek a leckéje.
Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki
jai.
Vrindata Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Shri Dari Mahamahotsava ki
jai.
Shri Hagar Bhaktas ki
jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Mabega Bhakta Vinda ki
jai.
Gopremanande So, Mother Nalini Kanta, do we have time for a question or two now? If anybody has? You got? Okay. If anybody has any questions or comments, or complaints. This chanting of Hare Krishna really means the crying of the soul. This chanting of Hare Krishna means the crying of the soul.
Ennek a Hare Krishna az éneklése azt jelenti a lélek sírása.
There's a raga or two we like to sing sometimes. And this is called Asabari. Asabari means the great hope. Thank you. Discussing earlier today that when you come in touch with saintly persons like all of you, you should give a gift.
Amikor beszélgetünk korábban róla, hogyha jöttök és szenteket jöttök meglátogatni, akkor kellene hozni ajándékot.
So we wanted to give a gift to all of you.
ajándékot szerettünk volna tehát adni nektek.
And we were trying to think, what's the best gift?
És gondolkodtunk, hogy mi lenne a legjobb ajándék.
I suggested to her that we could purchase a Jaguar sports car for each of them.
Arra gondoltam, hogy mindenkinek egy Jaguar sportautót tennénk.
Convertible. But then we thought, no, these are a bunch of Hare Krishna people. What are they going to do with a car like that? They probably won't even be able to pay for the insurance. And we don't actually have enough money to buy a new car like that either. So then we thought, maybe we should do something better.
Gondoltuk, hogy inkább csináljuk valami ennél is jobbat.
What's better than a convertible Jaguar sports car?
Mi a jobb a Jaguar sportautónál?
Krishna Katha.
Krishna
Katha. If you have a Jaguar sports car, you're always just in complete anxiety someone's going to scratch it.
Hogyha Jaguarod van, akkor állandóan örökös aggodalommal leszel, hogy valaki meg fogja karcolni.
But if you have Krishna Katha, you become very peaceful and happy.
De ha Krishna Katha-ban van, akkor viszont nagyon békés és boldog lesz.
So actually Krishna Katha is better.
Tehát igazából a Krishna Katha jobb.
So we have a free email magazine.
Van egy ingyenes email magazinunk.
And if you'd like, you can get a subscription.
És hogyha szeretnétek, akkor erre fel lehet hivatkozni.
I have to apologize for all of you.
Kell bocsánatot kérnem mindannyiótól.
The magazine's in English.
A magazin angolul van.
I'm from America.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have one good quality.
De van egy jó tulajdonságom.
I married a Hungarian girl. So the magazine's also coming in Hungarian soon. So if you read English, you can put your email address very neatly on the paper.
Hogyha olvastok angolul, akkor nagyon szépen írjátok fel az e-mail címeteket erre a sárgapapírait.
And if you want to wait for the Hungarian one, then you just write your email address and afterwards you write HU afterwards.
És hogyha magyarul szeretnétek, akkor kell egy kicsit várni rá még, de akkor írjátok le az e-mail címeteket, és írjátok oda zárójelben, hogy HU.
And I'd like to thank all of you so much for letting me be part of this association today.
És szeretném megköszönni mindannyiótoknak, hogy engedtétek, hogy a része legyek ennek a közösségnek.
I hope that all of you help this temple.
Remélem, hogy mindannyian fogtok segíteni ennek a templomnak.
There's a lot of help that's required.
Sok segítségre van szükség.
You come, give some services, give some donation, do whatever you can.
Gyertek, ajánljatok valami szolgálatot, valami adományt, tegyétek meg, ami tőletek telik.
But most important of all, you make your life perfect, chant Hare Krishna.
De ami mindennél fontosabb, hogy a saját életeteket vigyétek tökéletességre azzal, hogy énekelitek a Hare Krishna.
Köszönöm szépen. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jaya.
Szóval aki szeretne feliratkozni a Bindula, itt meg lehet tenni, és egy pár angol nyelvű könyvünk és kisfüzetünk is van, azokat is meg lehet nézni, ha valaki érdekel. Thank you.